Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here. This is cool, you guys.
No problem. Me here.
Glad to have you. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, I'm Eddie Loomis with Allergy Butler. I'm the CEO and founder.
Okay. Allergy Butler.
Allergy Butler. So okay. We needed a name that kind of described what we do. So we do an in-home allergy concierge service. So we come to our patients' homes. We do an allergy test. We find out exactly what they're allergic to.
Okay.
Plug all those things into our AI computer system. And it brings in test results, everything about you, your biology, but then it also brings in weather patterns, biology of allergens, pollens, grasses, animals. Comes up with a very perfect prescription for immunotherapy. And then we mix that up, bring it back to you so you can do the immunotherapy at home. And immunotherapy teaches your immune system that these aren't harmful viruses. And so it permanently desensitizes you to those allergens.
That is awesome.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, that made sense.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of us in the group have some pretty bad allergies.
We're here for you, then. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Wow. That's really cool. So, okay. So, you come to me.
Come to you.
Probably prick me somewhere.
Exactly.
Find out what the allergies are.
Yes. So one of the things that we found out real quick when we kind of got into this business and our own experience of working with traditional allergists is they typically take your shirt off. They start pricking you all over your back and arms.
Mm-hmm.
We found the averages, they prick you 120 times.
Uh-huh.
And we found that every doctor in our area was testing you for allergy for trees that only grow in Africa. We're like, why would you do that? These guys don't.
Really?
We're not going to Africa, so what? I don't care about an allergen over there.
Yeah, not interested. And if I go to Africa and I sneeze, okay.
Whatever, yeah.
I'll deal with it.
I'll get over it.
Right, I'll take a Claritin.
It's fine.
So, so what we found is they do that just to bill more. So they bill you per prick.
Yep.
So they're looking for things to prick you with to make it so they can bill your insurance even more money. So when we did the research, we found that we can put you in a geographical area, and then we can test you for the 58 most common things just in that area without having to test you for everything that's not even going to affect you at all. So that's one way we reduce the cost, is we're only going to test you. The next thing we do is we test you just on your forearms. So you don't have to take your shirts off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very quick. It just feels like a wire brush going on, and we do it 10 at a time. So it takes less than a minute and a half to place the allergens. And then that tells us specifically what you're allergic to. It also tells us how allergic you are to each one of those items.
Okay. All right. So that's step one.
That's step one.
Step one is the test.
The test.
And you come to me for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. That's a wonderful first step. I don't like going to doctor's offices.
No, it's really interesting because our clinicians end up sitting in people's driveways or out on the street waiting for our patients. Where typically we're used to going to a doctor's office and
waiting
for the doctor.
Yeah.
We're like totally opposite of that.
Okay.
The other thing that's pretty key to this is our clinicians are actually pharmacists. They're not doctors.
Okay.
Which is super, super interesting and a huge differentiator to what we're doing. And one of the ways we reduce costs, because pharmacists are cheaper than a doctor.
Sure.
But they're actually better trained to place these allergens than doctors are because of a pharmacist training.
Right.
So when we came up with this, we looked at, okay, should we have a doctor do the service? Should we have a nurse do the service, a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant? And we went through all of it, pros and cons of all of it. And we found that there are so many pharmacists without jobs.
And that are trained to do all of this.
To do this type of thing. And this puts them practicing at the top of their license. There's more pharmacists than pharmacist jobs in America. We graduate way more pharmacists each year than we do doctors. Where this is actually the lowest level that a doctor could practice in. When we have a shortage of doctors. So we need doctors focusing on
doctor things.
things you got to figure out. Like weird food allergies, weird topical allergies. And let this stuff that's like low level research is all done. We can put it into a computer and then we can have a pharmacist run with it.
Okay.
So that's a big thing, too.
That makes sense.
Reduce the cost quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. So now we know what I'm allergic to. And so
we then take that data.
Okay.
While we're still at your home, and we put it into our, it's a tablet that our people use. We put it all in, and then immediately it pulls in how all those allergens interact with each other, the questions we asked you about your health and, stuff about you, your environment that you live in, the trees, the dogs, the pets, whatever's in your house, whatever. But then it pulls in weather pattern data. It pulls in chemistry, biology of all these, of everything you would need to know about allergens. So, for example, some pollens are heavy and they'll fall from a tree right onto the ground, and you may be terribly allergic to it, but it's not going to get into your body because it's heavy and falls.
Other
pollens don't even grow in your neighborhood, but they may blow in across state lines because they're really light and they carry in the air. So that's one area where allergists tend to struggle too, because they haven't done the research on what's the properties of each specific pollen and what's actually getting into you. So we look at those types of things as well. And then it comes up with a very specific prescription, precision medicine is what we call it, of what you need specifically for your body. So this is where a pharmacist also is better trained, is they can mix that up. That's in their core wheelhouse, is mixing a specific medication for you.
That's like their day-to-day. That's the bread and butter.
Yeah. That's right. So in a traditional allergist, what goes on is he kind of writes down on a piece of paper, and they call it the art of allergy medicine. Like, basically it means they're just pulling out of their rear end. They're guessing what they should do.
Yeah.
And then they give it to a technician, basically an hourly employee with no training, and she clears the dishes out of the sink in the back room, and she mixes it up. No training whatsoever.
Okay.
So anyways, it's kind of interesting how we can make it better and safer, but cheaper also at the same time. So it's kind of interesting how that's a side effect that kind of happened with our business model.
And you mentioned
it's
how
a side effect of technology in general.
Yes. Better, safer, cheaper.
Yeah. That has kind of been the theme of Collision this year for us, is better, safer, cheaper.
Yeah.
So.
But you also mentioned that these allergists would stick you many times for more money.
Right.
They can only stick you so many times in one sitting. So you would
as far
have
as what
to come.
They can fit, yeah.
Yeah, and so you'd have
they
to come back
your
multiple
back,
times.
They got it all over your arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have multiple visits that you have to take out of your day to go to the allergist. I know that this is an issue that my father had.
I was going to say, Michelle's sitting over there going.
Yeah, where
I know
he
the story.
Anaphylaxis is our life. My husband has a fast pass to the emergency room. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
they know him by name.
He at the allergist, he would go and get those needles, and he would have to go, once a week or once every 2 weeks.
For the shots.
Every single shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still has the same, the problem. It didn't
still
go
has
away.
The, didn't go
it
away.
Did not go away.
So here's the next thing that we found is the protocols and the science are very clear of what works and what doesn't work. And it says you need to take a shot twice a week, every week. So what most doctors have realized is people can't come to the doctor's office twice a week for a year or two.
No.
Like, it's too much. Can't do it.
Yeah.
So what they do is they'll say, hey, come at once every other week or come once a month. So most common is we see come once a month. So what they're going to do is they're going to take that shot and they're going to times it by 10 and hit you at once. Instead of a small dosage twice a week,
which is safer,
which is safer. Your body can handle it, but it's teaching it, oh, this isn't a bad thing. But you show up once a month and it's going to be going, oh my gosh, we got so much allergen, my body react. And that's
where
the anaphylaxis comes in. So that's kind of another side effect that's bad. The other thing is we get a lot of people that travel a lot. And they're like, how do I do my shots if I'm traveling?
Right.
Well, if they're in charge of their own shots, they can take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So another little side effect that's been good is giving people flexibility with these types of immunotherapy treatments.
Exactly, yeah.
So where did this idea come from for you?
Well, I'm super passionate about the high cost of healthcare.
Okay.
And it started with my own family. We had procedures done and stuff. And then when you start getting sued by hospitals after you pay the bill and I remember the judge telling the hospital and their lawyers, you guys got to get your crap together. Like, this judge is not going to give you one more judgment ever in this courtroom until you get your crap together.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, wow, we've got major problems with healthcare in America as far as the cost. So we built a company that worked in the health insurance space, and we worked with Rite Aid nationally. So we had a big partnership with them, and so I got to know Rite Aid in and out, all the way from the CEO down to the pharmacists and store managers all across America.
Okay.
And at one of our meetings, they mentioned that they pay pharmacists a lot of money to count pills. A machine can count pills. Anyone can count pills.
We
don't have to pay $120,000 a year to have someone count a pill.
We actually had a pill counting robot at Collision, I think, last year.
Oh yeah, pill counting robot.
Four pharmacies. It was an industrialized pharmacist.
And so they're like, this is super expensive to have guys count pills for $120,000 a year plus benefits. So they said, what we're looking for is, how can we get pharmacists to practice at the top of their license and do things that they don't normally do more than just count pills? Because they are doctors. They're PharmDs. They're doctors of pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
They do clinical rotations. They see patients. Yeah. They do all kinds of stuff. So
let's give them something more to do.
Yeah, they said, help us practice at a higher level, because to them, they're like, the biggest thing to pharmacy care was given a flu shot. That's awesome. That's the most profitable thing we've ever had. We want more flu shot type stuff. And I'm like, okay, to me, that's not a high end thing, but to them, it was like game changer. And if you ever go to
like, I'll do you one better.
No, exactly. So if you go to a Walmart or something, you're like, hey, I need a flu shot. You can see the pharmacist just light up and kind of get excited.
Because it's the closest to what they trained for that they get to do.
I love asking for shots at the pharmacy because they do get excited. So, so they said, we need a clinical service that's in the wheelhouse of what a pharmacist can do, that has legal issues, that's safe, that's blah, 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 blah. And they had all these things. One was a what they call a CLIA wave test. It's a bloodless test that you don't have to do in a lab.
Okay.
So we went out to our friends and we're just like, hey, this is what we're looking for. This is what we're looking for. And then when we found allergy, this CLIA waived allergy test that allergists don't use because they can charge more by using the old stuff than the new stuff. So then we're like, okay, let's get this into the hands of pharmacists. So we spent about 18 months with Rite Aid going through legal requirements, safety reviews. We did it state by state to make sure every state could do it.
Once we
got through all this, we're getting ready to launch it. And they kind of were like, this is kind of too much for us. We kind of want like another shot. Like, so we were like, oh, that was so much time and energy and money on my part to build this for, you know, a Fortune 100 company with, I'm just a little guy here. So then I decided, literally, well, why am I building it for them? Why don't I build it for me?
I've already got it. Let's do this.
I've got it. Let's do this. So the only thing we had to change is we were going to build a clinic and have people come to us, but then we found it would be a lot cheaper to have the pharmacist go to our patients' homes, because doctors need between 5 and 7 staff members for each doctor.
Mm-hmm.
In our model, we have 3 clinicians per staff member. It's like totally flipped. We don't need the waiting rooms. We don't need all the exam rooms. We don't need. And then since it's very narrow focused, like if you think of a hospital, he has to treat heart attacks, brain surgeries, lung transplants, stitches, broken bones. Like they have to have everything for everyone.
Right.
Where if we're just the one thing, we just do it over, 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 over. It just makes it cheaper, faster, better. For us to just do that one thing, which makes
much
it
better.
Actually a lot cheaper to come to your house and do it in your home.
Yeah.
Got it. So as an alpha, where are we in this process?
Well, we launched our product 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we've got a couple years experience.
Okay.
And so we launched this in Salt Lake City, Utah. We are just getting ready to launch it in Wyoming. So we're looking at a rural, you know, can we rurally deliver this? Mm-hmm. University of Wyoming came to us and said, we're graduating 80 pharmacy students this year, and about 15 of them have jobs. Do you have an idea for us? And we're like, hey, do they like to drive on country roads? Mm-hmm. And so we're getting ready to launch in Wyoming.
Cool.
We've got applications in the state of Washington. They're very excited of having pharmacists do more clinical work to free up the physicians to do higher end stuff. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay.
one of the interesting things that we've run into, just as a side note, is in Utah we fought the doctor's lobby, the medical association, were very hesitant about this thing. So we fought them hard for a year. And it was funny because now in this space, it's called the Allergy Butler issue, which is, it's the definition of the Allergy Butler issue is the expanding role of a pharmacist. So there's other companies doing other things. And so
and it's named after you.
And it's named after my company.
It's constant saying of your name, though.
No, it is. So we've had, so every month, all the big pharmacies in America would fly to Utah to come to these regular, you know, the pharmacy board meetings or physician board meetings to follow the Allergy Butler issue, because they're all looking at doing more of these types
right.
of services.
Uh-huh. Of getting to actually get to practice
yeah,
some of the things that they train
idea.
For.
So I learned what funny. Disruption is. When you're like going to shut someone else down and they'll do anything to fight you,
yeah.
that's disruption. So we're very disruptive.
Yeah, when in your industry, your brand name has become like a...
an issue.
That's funny. So if people want to find out more about what you're up to and where you might expand to next, how can they do that?
Well, you should just give me a call. It's 1-800-4... Excuse me, it's 888-4-BOWTIE, so kind of the Butler thing, so that's kind of easy. 888-4-BOWTIE, you can just call us. The other thing is, of course, go to our website, allergybutler.com. And the interesting thing is we get calls every day from people around the country asking, can we fly to Utah and get this done? Or truck drivers call us constantly. Hey, I'm based in Wisconsin. I've got a load going in California. Can I stop in Salt Lake City and get this done while I'm there?
It kind of defeats awesome. The purpose a little bit. Like, they come to you, but you're like, I'll come to Utah.
Which shows you how inefficient yeah. the current process
yes.
is, that it's cheaper.
They'd rather go to Utah than...
to have this done.
Yeah.
So the full gotcha. Plan is to roll this out nationally. So
awesome.
Absolutely. So we are working on that. We have a plan laid out for that. And have cool. some large health systems that we're actually talking to as well. So there's
nice.
I probably shouldn't name names, but they're talking about getting their allergists out of this business and having us do it all this way to free them up.
Nice. That's really
so
cool.
That'll help us continue to expand even farther. But come to allergybutler.com.
Excellent.
It's a party.
Perfect.
I'll definitely be yeah. following your journey, because I like this idea a lot.
Me too.
You will too. Your family.
Yeah.
Yes. This. No, definitely.
That's
oh, I'll be going on your website, and please come to Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, right?
No, Florida's high on the list, too.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Win.
I know, right?
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking
Thanks
to us today.
This
Absolutely.
Was fun, guys.
And have a good rest of Collision.
Okay, I will.